It's just about 8 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. This is Juno Afternoon, and this is Arts Up with Nancy DeCherney. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Another Thursday.
Good to see you. Yes, and it's kind of murky out there. Soggy and murky and
dark,
thick and gloomy.
Dreary.
So let's find some things to perk things up with.
Sounds
now,
good.
Sort of a segue from what you were just talking about with the fermentation, pickleball.
Pickleball. Now I get what you were hinting at.
they're doing pickleball over at the Jack on Mondays from noon to 2. You can just come on down and play.
I still don't know what it is.
Well, I guess you should come over. I don't either. It involves running around in paddle balls. And
Do I need to wear workout clothes?
I don't know.
Is it an athletic game?
I suspect it is.
Okay. That's good to know. I can
But you know, something to do at noon for a little exercise indoors. It looks like fun. It's $5. You just come on down and paddle ball around, pickleball around. So anyway.
Try it.
Yeah. So, and let's see. We have the art glasses thing happening at the Jack, but it's all sold out. But that brings up the fact that if you want to get in with the next one, which is making little hat pom-poms with Tana Peters. It's in December, and you need to make sure you're a KTOO or JAHC member, and you can get on the list. Because these things do sell out. Tonight at 6:30 to 8, there's snippets, notable bits of AELNP's history over at Perseverance Theater. It's AELNP's 125th anniversary. They're coming to the end of that.
They had a party over the summer, and I went and checked it out.
It was cool.
Yeah,
it was really
tons of people.
Well, we all use the electricity, I suppose.
I know. It all brings us all together. We're using it right now.
Exactly. So you can go check that out this evening. There's a lecture tomorrow. The Sealaska Heritage Institute is doing their noon lectures. This one is about reawakening ancient Salish sea basketry, learning about that. They will also be from noon to one observing Veterans Day. They're going to highlight the Tlingit Code Talkers from World War II. I know there was one of those gentlemen was from Haines. Mark Jacobs Jr., George Lewis Jr., Robert Jeff David Sr., and Richard Bean Sr. We'll learn about that. Interesting part of our history. There's the Backcountry Film Festival over at Centennial Hall on Friday night. Get stoked for winter. Come on out and see the films. It's a fundraiser for Mountain Rescue and Search. You already talked about the evening at Egan.
Mm-hmm, we did.
Okay, all right. And the Casablanca?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be on tomorrow.
Okay, but I will warn people right now about the Casablanca thing. Things are selling out. Mm-hmm. So if you have been thinking you might want to go to this, don't think too much on this subject. Just do it. It's going to be lots of fun. Holiday Bazaar season is upon us. There's one at the Yacht Club from Sons of Norway on Saturday from 9 to 2. There's crafts and collectibles out at Mendenhall Mall. There's a second Saturday market at the Airport Shopping Mall. They have something called Mendenhall Minis at the Visitor Center, which is it's hosted the second Saturday of each month in the winter. It highlights a variety of crafts and activities for the 3 to 5 year old set. So you're welcome to come on out with your kid from 10:30 to 11 to the mall, to the Glacier Cancer Connection Health Forum at Centennial Hall. From 11 to 2, they have a keynote speaker and lunch. It's a $10 suggested donation. You can learn about heat pumps, which is kind of a nice thing. Have you talked about that one?
I think they're coming on tomorrow as well.
Okay, well, we'll
I saw
that
something
for that.
About heat pumps.
Hunting in Wartime, Screening and Discussion. It's a documentary about Tlingit veterans from Hoonah. That's over at the State Museum from 2 to 4 on Saturday. The Reluctant Radical at a Gold Town Nickelodeon follows Ken Ward. This is from 4:30 to 6:30. Of course, and the symphony, you've been talking to those folks. So it's a pretty nice weekend that we have. There's a Veterans Day ceremony at Centennial Hall, which is put on by the Veterans of Foreign Wars. That's at the Centennial Hall at 11 on November 11th, which in my day was Armistice Day and now is Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
But in each case, it's an important
We're going to hear more about that tomorrow on the show as well.
And then we have the craft and collectibles stay out there. Monday, the pickleball, as I mentioned. Mud Rooms is on Tuesday at 7 p.m. The theme is In the Dark. Well, it's like
apropos,
that.
Apropos, yes.
And the music is with Luke Weld. On Wednesday, Walter Soboloff Day, they will host a lunch hour viewing of items from their collection relating to Dr. Soboloff. And I know that they've had this thing where you can write note cards of encouragement to people. I don't know if that's over or not, but you can certainly check that out. Mountainside is having their open mic and art night at the Rookery on Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. You bring a song to share, artwork, art supplies, or crafts to work on, so you can sit and do whatever you're doing and listen to music by local people. And this is all organized by Marion Call. It's a wonderful addition to the community's art.
It's getting a great turnout every week.
Yes, it is. So that's just kind of what I got.
Oh, well, I was just about to say that's about all the time we have. Thank you, Nancy, for that rundown.
Thank you.
And, yeah.
See you at something.
See you at something. What a great motto for Arts Up.